Hello and welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret, and this is our seventh study in the book of Job. We come today to Job chapter 12, verse 13. And Father, we ask your blessings on the word that we're going to read right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Job is answering his critics, and speaking of God, he says in verse 13 of chapter 12, "With him that is with God are wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding." God is the one who has flawless wisdom. We learn how to live and what is really important by listening to God. And of course we hear his voice primarily in Holy Scripture. 14, If he breaks a thing down, it cannot be rebuilt. If he imprisons a man, there can be no release. When God decides that something should break, no one will be able to fix it. I don't care how handy you are. And if God wants someone locked into something, they will not get out of it either. 15. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the earth. If there is a drought, it is because God is holding back the water. If there is a flood, it is because God released the water. 16. With him are strength and prudence. The deceived and the deceiver are his. Strength and success and wisdom, they all come from God. 17. He leads counselors away plundered and makes fools of the judges. God can, if he chooses to, put some very goofy ideas in a so-called wise person's mind. God can twist their thinking and their counsel and make it work against them and those that they advise. Just more reason to have a very holy respect and fear for Almighty God. Verse 18, he loosens the bonds of kings and binds their waist with a belt. God can replace a king's royal garment with rags if he chooses to. 19, he leads princes away plundered and overthrows the mighty. No one is too important for God to have fired, and no one is too powerful for God to have fired either, if it suits his purpose. 20. He deprives the trusted ones of speech and takes away the discernment of elders. God is able to keep those who have much wisdom silent. And he can cause those people who look to them for advice, he can cause those people, those wise counselors who people look to for advice, to be nothing but empty-headed fools. Again, if it suits his purpose. 21. He pours contempt on princes and disarms the mighty. God can make famous people contemptible if he chooses. He can take away the strength of the strong if he wants to. 22. He uncovers deep things out of darkness and brings the shadow of death to light. God knows the secret thoughts of everyone. 23. He makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and guides them. And so what is true for kings and people in general is true for nations also. God is the one who increases them or diminishes them according to his will. Verse 24. He takes away the understanding of the chiefs of the people of the earth. He makes them wander in a pathless wilderness. God is able to take all reason away from world rulers. 25. They grope in the dark without light, and He makes them stagger like a drunken man. The Lord can make rulers grope around in mental darkness without a clue as to what to do. Chapter 13, verse 1, Behold, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. Job's three friends have made a lot of true statements, but they have not told Job anything that he doesn't already know. And, sadly, they haven't said anything to help him either. 3. But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. Job is really tired of going around in circles with his pathetic friends, and he would like to talk to God. 4. But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians. They were worthless doctors, Job's friends, because they did not understand the source of Job's problems, and they didn't treat his problems with any biblical advice either. 5. Oh, that you would be silent, and it would be your wisdom. In other words, the wisest thing you three guys could do is just shut up. Just quit talking. 6. Now hear my reasoning, and heed the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for Him? Telling someone who is suffering that God is punishing them is telling a lie in God's name. I'm not saying God doesn't chasten His children. He does. But a person better be very careful about saying God is doing this or God is doing that, as if they have some inside track into the mind of God. 8. Will you show partiality for Him? Will you contend for God? In other words, you three are defending God for pelting me with all this trouble. You're acting like His lawyer or something. 9. Will it be well when He searches you out? Or can you mock Him as one mocks a man? In other words, God will judge you for misrepresenting Him. 10. He will surely rebuke you if you secretly show partiality. And God is interested in fairness. He doesn't appreciate partiality, in judgment especially. Verse 11. Will not His excellence make you afraid, and the dread of Him fall upon you? You know, the problem with people who so flippantly say things like, oh, the Lord is doing this, and God told me this. You know what their problem is? Their problem is that His power and His holiness and His majesty doesn't terrify them like it should. They are way too familiar with God. 12. Your platitudes are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Job says your great words are about as helpful as ashes. They don't do me any good at all. 13. Hold your peace with me, and let me speak, and let come on me what may. Job's frustration is sky high right about now. He says, I will say what I think, and I will accept the consequences. 14. Why do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hands? This is a figure of speech. It sounds kind of strange to us, but all Job is saying is, I don't care about preserving my life. I'm going to say what I want to say. That's true. That's the last thing Job cared about doing, preserving his life. 15. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before Him. Job says, I'm innocent. I do not deserve all this suffering. And I don't understand it. But I'm going to still trust God. If it kills me, I'm going to trust God. He must know what He's doing, even though none of it makes sense to me. 16. He also shall be my salvation. For a hypocrite could not come before Him. Job believes that somehow all these bad things will work for his good in the long run. He believes he will be vindicated by God in the end. 17. Listen carefully to my speech and to my declaration with your ears. See now, I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be vindicated. Job says, I've been defending myself. I've really been waxing eloquent here, and so you just watch. I've made my case. God's going to acquit me. I'll be found innocent. 19. Who is he who will contend with me? If now I hold my tongue, I perish. Job throws out a challenge to anyone who thinks that they can prove that he is suffering because of some personal sin. 20. Only two things do not do to me, then I will not hide myself from you. He says, God, I have two requests, if you will. Two requests. Request number one, 21. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not the dread of you make me afraid. In other words, my first request, God, stop hurting me. Just please stop beating me. Second request, verse 22. Then call, and I will answer. Or let me speak, then you respond to me. In other words, talk to me one-on-one, God, so that I can talk to you and know that you are hearing me. And I can listen to you, one-on-one, face-to-face. Those are the two things I want, God. Well, you know, Job is trying to tell God what to do and how to do it, and the thing is, God is God, and He will do what He thinks is right. 23. What He knows is right. 23. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin. In other words, show me the list of sins I have committed, God. How bad have I been? 24. Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? Job, has all these problems? Have all these problems? And you know, I've got all these things that have gone wrong, and I have all these questions, and God isn't talking, and the sky seems like it's made out of bronze. Nothing is getting through. Frustrating for him. Verse 25, will you frighten a leaf driven to and fro, and will you pursue a dry stubble? God, you just keep kicking me around. Job feels like he's being beaten like a borrowed mule. 26, for you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. He figures God has added up all of his sins from the time he was a little boy and is punishing him for all of them at one time. 27. You put my feet in the stocks and watch closely all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Job feels like God is treating him like a desperate criminal. Seems like God has him under house arrest or something. 28. Man decays like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. Job sees himself just slowly rotting away. And if a person doesn't trust the sovereignty of God in the midst of hard times, they will feel like their life is rotting away. You must find God in your trials. You must look for Him in your hard times. And if you can't find anything, then at the very least, trust in His sovereignty. We'll pick up our study in chapter 14 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.